clean slate. And I asked the Lord to forgive me, and I said, Jesus, you forgive me for everything? He said, I'll forgive you for everything. All right? And then he gave me a vision of a giant chalkboard that had all my sins written on it. No place to write. It was white. Sin written on top of sin. And then I saw the Lord take a giant eraser. Now, I didn't understand that at the time, but the eraser represents the blood of Jesus. See, with the blood, we have all our sins remitted. And he began on the right-hand side of this board, and he began to erase all of my past, my whole life, all my mistakes, all my fears, all my failures, all my bad thoughts, all my bad words, all my bad deeds. He began to erase all of them. All my bad way, everything, he erased it all. And when he made it to the end of this board, he looked at me and he said, see, I have forgiven you of all your sins. They are all gone. I don't remember them anymore. And I said, Jesus, you did that for me? He said, I did that for you. And then all of a sudden, the zeal of God.
Hallelujah.
The zeal of God came in me. That enthusiasm, that fire from heaven fell in my spirit when I saw how good God was to me. Amen. I saw it, and then I whispered a prayer real quick. I said, Lord, help me not to mess the board up again. Lord, I don't ever want to. The board to be like that. I don't want to hurt you ever again. I don't want to sin against you anymore. And from that moment, the desire to sin just left me. The desire to sin left. The desire to fornicate left. I was bound by that. But I got set free. Now, I'm being a little transparent here, you know. I don't mean to embarrass my wife or anything like that, my children. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you might have not did that, but you did something twice as bad. Some of y'all four times worse than me. But we all were sinners. We all had our hang-ups. Well, none of us perfect when we came to Jesus. We all had our problems. But I'm saying this because the Lord, you know, I don't even ever go this way in my testimony, but somebody here need to hear it today. I'm not doing this for brag on Greg. I'm doing this because the Lord has blessed me, and he has delivered me from that, and now he wants me to share it. Now, I'm going to tell you about it. Well, he told me, he said, I want you to break up with all three of them. Call them. And I want you to apologize to each one of them. Because you have been an instrument of sin in their life. And I want you to tell them that you are now my servant. And that now you are living for me. And that you can't be involved with them anymore. Well, you get to it. I got this fire burning in me. I said, okay. Some of y'all in here fornicating right now. And you think you slick. You think you getting by. You think nobody know. I'm going to tell you there's somebody that know about it. You need to stop fornicating. Stop your fornication. You ain't slick. You think don't nobody know. You think don't nobody know. I'm going to tell you that somebody know. So I did that. I got on the phone. I called each one of them. I said, look, I gave my heart to Jesus. I'm saved now. I can't sleep with you anymore. In fact, I'm going on with God. I'm going in another direction. I want to apologize to you if I hurt you in any way. I'm so sorry. I was an instrument of sin in your life. And I pray that you'll come to know the same Jesus that I've just had come into my life. And I did, and I walked away from it. And I kept myself pure until I married my wife. And then we start dating, we made a decision. We're going to wait until we married before we do anything. And we, guess what? We held each other accountable. Some of y'all talking about your hormones. You better crucify them lust hormones. Submit yourself to God. You focus on God and let that zeal burn in you. I tell you what, you won't desire, and you'll run from any type of temptation that come on you. You see, Satan have to have something already in you to tempt you with. If you ain't got no lust in you, he can't tempt you with lust. The only way he can tempt you with lust is that you let lust get in you. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away and enticed of his own lust, his own desire. If it ain't in you, see, when Jesus took it out of me, I said, Lord, take out everything that ain't right. Get it. And then I got in the Word, so I wasn't just saying I love Jesus. I'm in the Word. I'm learning all them fornication scriptures. Don't. Flee fornication. That's why I say run, run, run. Flee mean run. Somebody starts stroking your ego, telling you how good you look, how I loves you, how I needs you. Run! I hope you hear my voice. Run! Run! Run fast! Well, the Lord know I got needs. He created me like that. He ain't create you to be no fornicator. Amen. All right, let me move on. I told you to hold on. Didn't I tell you? And I said, I didn't even know what was going to. This, I didn't even talk about this in the first service. That's why the Lord told me to tell them to buckle their seatbelt on. The ride going to get a little rough. But if you hold on, you're going to be all right. So you keep yourself from those type of sins by reckoning up and counting up how good God is to you. And when you see the goodness of God, it just makes you want to love him more. So I didn't have a struggle trying to stop fornicating. I just fell in love with Jesus. I'm not going to tell you, I'd be lying if I told you the devil didn't tempt me, that he stopped, all temptation stopped. No, that ain't ever going to happen. You're always going to be tempted while you're in this flesh. But I learned how to deal with it, and I learned how to overcome it, and I knew what to do. I can recognize when Satan was starting to work on me, so I'd get back in the Word, and I'd strengthen myself in the Scriptures. Say, nope, I'm not doing that. I'd made a vow to God. I'm going to keep myself, and I'm just, anybody that's around me like that, if I even sense that from a woman, I'm gone. And I thank God. So you need to consider, amen, only fear the Lord. The Amplified says it this way, only fear the Lord and serve him truthfully, faithfully with all your heart, for consider how great things he have done for you. Now listen to this, but if you still do wickedly, you count up how good God is and you still make a decision to go in the wrong direction. Listen to what he says. And if you still do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both you and your king. That's what the scriptures say. That word consume means to sweep or snatch away, to be caught up or captured, to be destroyed. Amen? So you don't want the devil to be able to sweep you away. You don't want him to make you a slave to that sin and for him to take possession of your life and to take you into captivity. I'm going to tell you, once the Lord revealed his goodness to you, you're obligated to go on and follow him and do the right thing. That God called you to live righteously, soberly, holy in this present world. Amen. Right now. You say, Pastor, when am I going to start? Right now. I'm not talking about you hearing this message and say, well, you know, one more weekend, Lord, then I'm going to make it right. You better stop that. When do you stop? You stop right now. right now you stop. You make a decision right now. Hallelujah. All right, number three, consider Jesus, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. Hebrews 12:1-3, verse 2 and 3 says, look away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, given the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of attaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Now listen at verse 3. Just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison to your trials. Compare what you're going through to what Jesus went through. Who had the greater trial? Jesus did. And if Jesus endured because of the joy that was set before him, you can also endure. Amen? You can endure so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. Now, here the Holy Spirit highlights for us the reason why people lose their zeal. Number one, they get distracted. The distraction comes through the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. He distracts people away from the plan and purpose of God. He makes people disinterested in the things of God. People lose their zeal for church. They don't care if they go to church or not. They're not consistent in church. They hit and miss. They have no zeal for the house of God. They have no zeal for reading their word. They have no zeal for fellowshipping with God. They have no zeal for praying. I'm going to tell you, the body of Christ needs to have the zeal of God restored. Our excitement, enthusiasm for winning souls and praying for people and telling people about Jesus needs to be restored.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Learn to fast and pray and bask in his word.